我们一起为今天的信息来祷告。亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你召聚我们。
We thank you for gathering us.
我们感谢你，让我们看到主啊，你在你的教会当中要得着何等大的荣耀。
We thank you. You gave us the vision that you will be glorified in the church.
主啊，给我们一个更大的胸怀，主啊，看到主你在全地上的计划和使命。
Please give us a bigger vision so that we can see your goal, your mission in the entire world.
我们愿全普天下的民众百姓都来敬拜和赞美你。
So that people from all nations can come and worship you.
主啊，保守我们在主你的大使命上能够至始忠心。
So please help us to be faithful in your great commission.
保守我们今天的信息。
And please help with our message today.
使我们都过一个有使命的人生。
So that we can live a life with mission.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
And our thanks and praises in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天呢，我们的讲道题目呢是《十架载录》系列的27讲《宣教的神》。
Today's topic is the 27th series of the Cross and Narrow Way series. The topic is the missionary God.
过去的两堂讲道，我们着重讲了地方教会和教会生活，就是希望能够帮弟兄姐妹们能够补全教会的观念，而不成为一个个人主义的基督徒。
In the last two sermons, we emphasized on the local church and church life, and the purpose is really to hope to complete the idea of the theories of the church of our brothers and sisters so we don't become a Christian of individualism.
但是呢，当我们看到地方教会的需要呢，还不够，我们的眼界还要继续拓宽，看到神的国在全地的使命。
But it's not enough for us to just see the needs of the local church. Our vision needs to be kept broadened so that we can see the commission of the earth from the entirety of God's kingdom.
所以今天我们要来讲讲宣教，盼望我们这个教会呢，从一开始就是一个胸怀天下的宣教的教会。
So today we're going to talk about the mission. And I wish our church can be a church with a mind of global mission from the beginning.
上周呢，我去参加 GMU 的学生团契的这个迎新聚会的时候，困弟兄拉住我聊了一会儿，鼓励我们差派一个弟兄或者姐妹去参加他们的宣教机构的培训。
Last week, I was in the new student welcome party from the GMU, the George Mason University, and Brother Kun had a little chit-chat with me. So he was encouraging our church to send a brother or a sister to attend the training from their mission organizations.
我说我们现在还很弱小，我们差派不出来有宣教负担的弟兄姐妹来接受培训。
And I responded that we are still weak at this moment, and we can't really send any brother or sister who has the burden of mission work.
他说你让他们来，来了就有意向了。
And he says they will have their vision after you send them.
我笑了笑，没有多说话。
And I just laughed and didn't respond.
我们理念不同的地方就在这里。
This is where we difference in the ideas.
呼召和意向不是出于人，而是出于神的。
We believe the callings and visions are not from individuals, it's from God.
雅各书的八章第四节这样说，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
In Psalm chapter 8, verses 4, I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases.
神就是这样的，他耐心地等候他的子民来心甘情愿地来爱他，服侍他。
And this is how God's work. He waits for his people to willingly love and serve him with great patience.
我们也一样需要有耐心。
And we need to be patient as well.
虽然我们现在没有能力差派宣教士，但是我们需要先装备宣教的心智。
Even though at this moment we're not capable of sending any missionary, but we need to have the heart of, and we need to be equipped with the mind of a mission work.
我们教会每年的收入会有一部分会预留下来作为支持宣教的费用。
A portion of the annual income in the church is going to be reserved for to support future mission work.
我们也会和一些宣教士建立关系，通过祷告支持他们。
We also be in connection with some individual missionaries and support them through prayer.
同时也预备我们自己的心智，也许有一天神也将你或者我差派出去成为宣教士。
At the same time, we also need to prepare our own heart. Maybe one day God will send us to become a missionary.
宣教机构在鼓励地方教会参与宣教的时候呢，他们常常会说宣教是地方教会发展的推动剂。
When the mission organization encourages local church to participate in the mission work, they often says that mission work is the catalyst for a local church to grow and develop.
这个是个事实。
That is a fact.
但我不想说的这么功利，好像说我们为了地方教会的发展，我们才强调宣教士的。
But I don't want to sound so utilitarian. It's like for the purpose development of our local church, that's why we are participating in emphasizing the mission work.
无论是地方教会的发展还是宣教，我们都只为了一个目的，就是荣耀归于神。
The development of local church and mission work has one common goal, that is to glorify God.
我想从另外一个角度来看，宣教的投入是反映一个教会是否健康的指标之一。
From the other perspective, how much a church is willing to invest in the mission work is an indicator of how healthy that church is.
为什么这么说？
Why do I say that?
因为我们的本性是自私的。我们是只在乎自己的事情的。
Because we're selfish by nature, we usually only care about our own stuff.
而跟随主耶稣的过程就是一个背起十字架舍己的过程。
But the process of following Jesus Christ is a process to take your cross and abandon yourself.
Deny yourself.
And deny yourself.
这个过程当中呢，圣灵不断地更新我们的心思意念，越来越少的只顾自己，越来越多的以基督的心为心。
And along this process, the Holy Spirit will continue to refresh our mind. The less and less we'll be caring about ourselves, and more we'll be used, we'll have a heart of Jesus.
而基督的心呢，是胸怀天下，关心全世界所有的人。
And Jesus' heart is big enough to cover the entire world, and he cares about everyone in this world.
彼得后书三章九节说，他不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9, he does not wish that they should perish, but that all should reach repentance.
所以装备上宣教的心可以避免我们教会成为一个鸡汤化的教会，成为一个停止长进的教会。
So if we equip our heart with a mission, then we can avoid our church to become a chicken soup church so that or stop developing.
因为我们人的软弱，我们可能自己心里面会给自己设下一个界限。
Because of humans' weakness, we may set ourselves some boundaries in our own heart.
我们心里说，主啊，我跟随你只跟到这个地步为止，难度在提高，危险在加大，我就不干了。
We may say something like, Lord, this is how far I can follow you to. If it's any more difficult, if it's any riskier, then I can't really do it.
这种情况下呢，地方教会呢，就反而成了一个遮羞布。
In this circumstance, local church become the fig leaf.
我们满足于已有的服事。
We are satisfied with the work that we are currently doing.
我们满足于自己的这个属灵光景。
We are satisfied with where we are on our spiritual life.
那个时候呢，我们的属灵生命的成长就停止了，我们就开始像枯干的树枝。
And that's when our spiritual life stopped growing. We become like a dead branch.
那么宣教和本地的传福音有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference between mission and local evangelical work?
主要的区别就是范围。
The main difference is in the scope.
本地的传福音就集中在本地，而宣教的范围则是在全世界。
Local evangelical work focuses on your local areas, but the mission work focuses on the entire world.
因此呢，常常会意味着会离开原来所在的城市，到一个很远的地方去。
So mission work often means you leave where you are and go to a very remote area.
你可能会认为啊，那我买张机票飞过去，那宣教事工不就成了那边的本地事工了吗？
You may think if I just buy an air ticket and fly over there, then didn't the mission work just become the local evangelical work in that local area?
没有那么简单。
It's not that simple.
宣教士去远方之后呢，他会遭遇截然不同的文化和截然不同的听众。
After a missionary went to that remote area, they may encounter very different culture and audience.
这会给他从生理上到心理上的多层面的适应的困难。
And it's going to be a lot of challenge for them, both physically and mentally.
这种跨文化的差异所带来的冲击被称为文化冲击。
This kind of impact that comes from the cross-cultural differences is referred to culture shock.
因此，宣教士的福音事工就是跨越语言和文化的障碍，将福音带给那里的人。
So that means the missionaries' work is usually have to cross the boundaries of language and culture to bring the gospel to the people there.
所以比本地的福音事工呢是要复杂的多，困难的多，也危险的多。
So compared to local evangelical work, it is more complex, more difficult, and it's riskier.
因此，宣教士他需要有清晰的呼召，灵里的刚强，和对自己的舒适区的突破。
And that's why missionary need to have a very clear calling.They need to be very strong on the spiritual, and they need to be able to step out of his comfort zone.
所以宣教事工就有点像什么？有点像搭建桥梁。
So mission work is kind of like building a bridge.
在神的国和没有福音的孤岛之间搭建桥梁，使得福音可以流通到那个地方。
And the bridge connects each of the isolated islands without any gospel to God's kingdom, so that the gospel can flow in that area.
在正常在日常生活中，我们每一个基督徒都像是一个小宣教士。
In our daily life, each of the Christians is like a mini missionary.
我们搭建桥梁到没有听过福音或者是抵挡福音的朋友那里，然后把他们带到神的面前来。
We build these little bridges to our friends who haven't heard about the gospel or even against the gospel, so that they can be in presence of God.
我自己呢，就是宣教士所结的福音的果子。
Me, myself, is a fruit of a missionary.
我在宾州读硕士的时候，有个根本不认识的韩国人，他在校园里面传福音。
So when I was doing my master's degree in Pennsylvania, in the campus, there is this like total stranger. He's a Korean. I didn't know him at all.
他在多次跟我搭讪被拒绝的情况下，最终成功的将福音传给了我。
So he was trying to have a chat with me for multiple times. I turned him down for multiple times, but he ended up successfully give the gospel to me.
回想起来，越发觉得神的这个恩典很奇妙。
And now when I remember it, it's just amazing grace.
我从前是轻看基督教，从来没有想要成为基督徒，也没有任何可能会去教会看一看。
I used to look down upon Christianity, and I never thought about becoming a Christian. Never thought about I would even come to a church and take a look.
但是呢，神差派他的仆人闯进了我的生活，将福音传给我，使我从灭亡的结局中被拯救出来。
But God sent His servant, and His servants break into my life, give me the gospel so that I can be saved from my doomed destiny.
我不知道100个基督徒里面有没有一个是像我这样在街头被陌生人搭讪而成为基督徒的。
And becoming Christian from some stranger on the street talking to you is not very common.
因此呢，我知道呢，我是欠了这个福音的债的。
So I know I owe the debt on the gospel.
神在我身上一定是有特别的计划。
And God must have a special plan on me.
所以从那个时候起呢，宣教就一直在我的心中。
So from then, the mission work is always on my heart.
这位韩国人，他的主业是老师，兼职是教会的长老，但他的自我定位是宣教士。
So this Korean, his day job is a teacher or a professor, and his part-time job is an elder in the church, but what he calls himself is a missionary.
他说神把我放在校园里面是他的恩典，使我足不出户就可以传福音到天下。
He says it is a God's amazing grace to put me in the campus so that I can do mission work without stepping out of the campus.
他没有在吹牛。
He's not bragging.
那时候跟着他查经的都是他带领信主的。除了我以外，还有白人大叔、黑人小哥和日本大姐。
Back then, all those people who follow him on the Bible studies are all become Christian because of him. So other than myself, there is also white people, there is like black people and Japanese ladies.
关于传福音到天下，他那时候他经常用到一个词叫做 world evangelism.
About this idea of preaching the gospel to the entire world, he often used a phrase called world evangelism.
他非常频繁地提到这个词，使我十几年后仍然记忆犹新。
He mentioned this words, this phrases so frequently that after many years, I still remember it.
所以从我刚信主开始，我就知道宣教或者说这个 world evangelism 就是基督信仰的必然方向。
So from the beginning that I become Christians, I know that the world evangelism is going to be where Christian faith will eventually lead to.
有的人认为每个人有自己的信仰不是挺好的吗？干嘛非要传教给别人？吃力还不讨好，何必呢？
Some people think if you believe in you have faith yourself, that's good enough. Why not ask other people to believe it as well? It is hard work, and you don't always get appreciated for it.
对于这个观点的回答就是：神在圣经中启示了宣教是神的心意，神是一位宣教的神。
Well, the answer is that's because God revealed this in the Bible that mission is God's will. God is a missionary God.
因而我们不惧怕人的反对，而是担当忠心于神的使命。这个是我们宣教事工的根基。
And for that reason, we do not fear any rejection or objections from human beings. We just being faithful to God's great commissions, and this is the foundation of the mission work.
主耶稣基督就是宣教士，他离开他在天上的荣耀宝座，来到这个世界，成为人的样式，成为人类的一员。
Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ himself is a missionary. He left his glorified seat on the heaven and come to the world and take the form of a human.
他也不以成为人为耻，他称呼自己为人子。
And he doesn't take shame of it. He calls himself the Son of Man.
他穿人类的衣服，他说人类的语言。
He wears the human clothes and he speaks the human language.
他像人一样被试探，使他可以体谅人的软弱。
He got tested just like human beings so that he has empathy for people's weakness.
他担当我们的罪，使我们的罪得到赦免，在他里面成为神的义。
So he bear our sins so that our own sin can be pardoned and we can be justified in front of God through him.
他为我们成为贫穷，使我们可以因为他而成为富足。
He become poor because of us so that we can be rich in him.
他为我们而自愿降卑，使我们可以因他被高升，成为神的儿女，天国的子民。
And he humbled himself for us so that we can be exalted, become God's children, become the people of the heaven.
那么主耶稣复活升天以前，他就赐下大使命。
So before God's resurrected and ascended into heaven, he gave the great commission.
让我给大家读一下马太福音28:18-20。耶稣近前来对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Matthew chapter 28:18-20, and Jesus come and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
大使命就是往普天下去宣教的使命，是交给每一个基督徒的。
The Great Commission is a mission to go preaching through the entire world, and this commission is for every Christian.
每一个使徒都是宣教士。
Every apostle is missionary.
虽然我们今天并不都是宣教士，但我们都是直接或间接的参与在宣教中。
Today we may not all be missionaries, but we participate in the mission work directly or indirectly.
那么今天呢，我们主要要从旧约中神和亚伯拉罕所立的约来看，为什么我们说神是宣教的神。
So today we're going to be examining the covenant between the God and Abraham in the Old Testament to see why we said God is a missionary God.
贯穿整本圣经，神有一个非常清晰的旨意。
In the entire Bible, God has a very clear order.
他说：“我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。”
He said, "I will be their God, and they shall be my people."
这节经文在圣经中反复的出现，反复的提醒我们神的心意。
And this verse got repeatedly show up in the Bible. It's repeatedly remind us God's will.
可是从始祖亚当夏娃犯罪悖逆神。之后，人类已经从蒙恩的地位上堕落了，已经蒙昧不认识神，而且天天是抵挡神的。
But since Adam and Eve commit sins and rebel from God, human has already fallen from the grace and has been ignorant of God and is born to be against God.
圣洁公义的神断不以有罪的为无罪，怎么能够和这样的罪人同住呢？
But the holy and justified God does not leave the guilty unpunished. How can he possibly live together with a sinner?
为此呢，神预备好了一个救赎计划，就是耶稣基督的救恩。
For that, God has prepared a plan, and that is the salvation from Jesus Christ.
那么神要怎么做成这个计划呢？
So how exactly God is going to execute this plan?
他呼召了一个名叫亚伯拉罕的人。
He called a person named Abraham.
那么我们现在来看一下创世纪的12:1-3，大家可以打开一下自己的圣经，创世纪12:1-3。
Let's look at Genesis verses 12, chapter 1 through 3. If you have your Bible with you, you can open up your Bible and read this together. Look at it together.
好，我来给大家读一下。耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
This is Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
这里中文的版本少了一个小细节，就是英文版翻译出来的 now。
In the Chinese translation version, it's missing a little detail. It's in the beginning, there is this word now.
这在希伯来文中就是一个连接字符，意思就是说我们接着上文往下说。
This word is simply a connective in the Hebrews. It means that you have to, there's a this continuing from the previous paragraph.
所以如果读者从这里开始看的话，很自然就会问，这位耶和华是谁呢？
So when you read from here, the natural question will be, who is this God that this phrases is talking about?
这个小细节等于提醒啊，你要往创世纪前十二章去找这个答案。
In this detail, the word now is actually a reminder that you need to look for the answer in the previous 12th chapter.
在当时各家都有自家拜的家神，就是自家造的偶像假神。
Back then, each family usually have god of their own household, and this is basically their own fake god and idol.
所以这里等于是提醒说，你别以为这个只是亚伯拉罕的家神在对亚伯拉罕说话。
So here is reminding you that don't think this is just the god of Abraham's household speaking to Abraham.
这个是创造天地海和其中万物的天地的主，至高的神在对亚伯拉罕说话。
This is the most high god.The Lord that created the entire universe that is speaking to Abraham.
所以为什么基督徒要有全球宣教的视角呢？很简单，因为我们的神是全地的神。
So why Christians need to have this vision of a global mission work? It's simple, because our God is the God, the Lord of the entire world.
亚伯拉罕呢，他本来名叫亚伯兰。
Abraham's original name is Abraham.
意思是崇高的父。
And it means exalted father.
后来在创世纪的十七章，神给他改名为亚伯拉罕，意思是多国之父。
So later in the Genesis chapter 17, God changed his name to Abraham, and that means the father of all nations.
所以神呼召他的时候呢，有两个命令，一个是离开，一个是去。
When God's call him, there are two orders. The first one is leave, the second is go.
但其实原文只有一个动词，就是走。
But in the original paragraph, there is actually only one verb, that is go.
原文的第一个词呢是一个连接词啊，走和你连在一起的，连起来就是走你。
In the original paragraph, the first word is go, and there is a connective after that is you. So if you connect it together, the order is simple, you go.
这是一个命令语句，带着神的不可抗拒的威严。
This is a command. This is an irresistible command from God.
那么从哪里出发又往哪里去呢
？So where are we leaving from and where are we going？
从你的本地、本族、父家出发。
You need to leave from your country, your people, and your father's household.
本地就是你所居住的这片土地。
Your country means the land that you're living.
本族就是你当地的各种亲友关系。
And the people means the friends, the people connection you have in that area.
父家则是家里最亲的亲人，如父母和兄弟姐妹。
And the household of your father means the close relatives of you, or your families, your siblings. And
这个三样呢，它有一个逐渐递进的关系。
So these relationships got closer and stronger in this command.
离开家乡那一片土地当然是难过的，但更舍不得的是家乡的亲友。
And of course, it is difficult and it's sad to leave the country that you live in. But what's more difficult is to leave the people in that place.
而更加难以割舍的是自己家里的人。
But what is even harder is to leave the people, the close relatives of yours.
但此刻神给亚伯兰的这个命令啊，就是离开本地、本族、父家，就是离开原来熟悉的环境的影响和羁绊。
But at that moment, God's other command to Abraham is to leave his country, the people, and the father's household. That means to leave the places and people where he was familiar with.
那么走出舒适区之后呢，就意味着很大的挑战和不确定性。
And after he got out of his comfort zone, that means a lot of risk and uncertainty, a lot of challenge.
而亚伯兰甚至不知道自己应该往哪里去。
And then Abraham didn't even know where to go.
神只是说往我要指示你的地去。
The only thing God told him is go to the places where I'm about to show you.
这会呢还没有指示给他。
But there's no clear indication at this moment.
你可以想象吗？都不知道要去哪里，你就离家出走了。
Can you imagine that? You don't even know where you're going, and you just left the house.
这就需要对那位呼召他的神的完全的信任和依靠。
To do that, you need complete trust and reliance on the God that calls him.
紧接着，神说：“我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。”
Right after that, God promised that I will make you into great nations. I will bless you. I will make you name great, and you will be a blessing.
这一连串的这个短句当中啊，神有三个动作，就是使你成为大国，赐福给你，叫你的名为大。
In this series of comparative sentences, God has three actions, that is, make you a great nation, bless you, and make you a great name.
而这些动作的结果是你也要叫别人得福。
And the result of all those actions is you will be a blessing for others.
英文翻译的更准确，英文就翻译成为你也成为一个祝福。
And there is a more precise translation in the English version of the Bible that simply says you will be a blessing.
对比于华人对祝福的观念，你可以看出极大的不同。
Compared to the Chinese ideas, the traditional Chinese ideas about what a blessing is, there is a great difference here.
中国的古人，无论帝王将相还是平民百姓，他们都喜欢佩戴一种，有貔貅图案的玉佩，或者是收藏有这个貔貅图案的器皿。
In the ancient time, no matter if you were an ancient Chinese, no matter if you were a king or nobles or just a regular people, they all like to wear a jade pendant with the image of a 貔貅, or sometimes this is translated as a brave troop.
这个貔貅是一种传说中的猛兽。
貔貅is a legendary beast in the Chinese culture.
它的特点呢是只吃不拉，只进不出。
It features one thing. Things only comes in it. It never comes out.
所以呢，它常常被用来代表财运。
That's why it's usually it's used to represent a good luck and fortune.
所以你看，国人对于这个祝福的观念啊，就是这种贪婪自私的调调。
This is a very classic idea of bless in Chinese culture. It is very greedy and selfish.
所以五福临门，所有的祝福都到我这里来。
So there's an old saying called five blessings in front of my door. It basically means all the blessings come to me.
所以这个，而我们看在神眼中的这个正确的祝福的观念是什么呢？
But what is the correct definition of blessing in God's view?
就是人被神祝福之后呢，他成为祝福他人的管道。
That is, after humans are blessed by God, he can then become a blessing to others, become a vessel by God to be a blessing.
那么我们从原文的语法上来看啊，一个命令语句后面加上一连串的将来式的动作，它带着一个强烈的暗示，就是说那个命令，的遵守与否是后面那一连串后续动作的条件。
From the original grammar, a commanding sentence, and right after that is a series of actions in the future tense. It is a very strong hint. This is saying that the command is the prerequisite of all the series of actions after it.
也就是说，那一系列的祝福是亚伯拉罕顺服的结果。
And that is saying all these blessings is a result if Abraham obeyed.
所以神对全人类有一个美好的计划，就是借着亚伯拉罕一个人来将他祝福天下万民的计划展开。
So God has this amazing plan for all the human. That is through Abraham himself, that blessing will be spread across the entire nations.
这一切因着亚伯拉罕一个人的顺服而成为现实。
And all of these blessings become a reality because the obedience of Abraham.
那么我们现在来看一下亚伯拉罕的迁徙图。跳到那个地图上面。
And now let's look at the map that shows how Abraham's migration path.
下一张幻灯片。
就直接翻译。
好，大家看见这个图啊，这个下面这条河呢叫做幼发拉底河。
So let's look at the map together. So, the river on the bottom of this is the river of Euphrates.
上面这条河叫做底格里斯河。
And this is the river of Tigris.
那么在这个两条河之间呢，这个呢叫美索不达米亚平原。
And in the middle is the plain of Mesopotamia.
这里呢可以说是人类文明的这个发源地。
This can be called the origin of the human civilization.
为什么呢？因为大洪水结束以后啊，这个方舟呢是停在这个亚拉腊山上面的，在大概在这个位置。
Because after the great flood, Noah's ark stopped here right around this Mount Ararat.
他们从这里开始呢，然后生养众多，然后逐渐的迁徙。
And they started to flourish over there, and they gradually migrated to the plain.
当他们移到这边一个地方啊，这个巴比伦在这里啊，这里呢叫示拿平原，他们就在这里呢来开始建造巴别塔，然后同心合意的抵挡神啊，在这个位置。
Yeah, so they eventually migrated to the plain of Sinai, and that's where they started to build the Tower of the Babel, and they started to stand against God together.
神从这里呢就变乱他们的语言，他们就彼此不能够合作，而分散到世界各地。
And from there, God confuses their languages so that they can't cooperate anymore. So they spread it out in different places in the world.
所以这个建造巴别塔的地方啊，就被称为巴别，意思就是变乱。
So the places where the Tower of Babel is built is called Babel. That means confuse.
这个巴别呢，就是我们所熟知的巴比伦啊，就在这里。
And this later on has become the Babylon that we know.
这个呢是最早的大城市。
This is one of the earliest big cities.
那么乌尔呢在这个下游是另外一个大城市。
And Ur is the another big city south of Babylon.
乌尔呢是一个偶像崇拜盛行的大城市。
And Ur is a city where idol worshipping is very popular.
所以神从这样一个混乱的环境当中兴起一个义人亚伯拉罕来归正，并且传承这个对真神的信仰。
So God called this faithful people Abraham from this chaos.Environment to become his own heir and become the and he will be inheriting the truth from God.
那么亚伯拉罕在乌尔呢，他就被神呼召了，他带着全家出来，搬到了这个哈兰。哈兰在这个上面。
And Abraham is called from Ur, and then later on he take his entire family and moved to Haran.
神给他怎么说的？你是要离开你的本地本族富家，对不对？
So God was telling him that he needs to leave his own country, his people, and the house of his father.
但是呢，他带着他的家人出来。
But instead, he did bring his own family.
但是呢，他的父亲后来就老死在这里，就死在哈兰。
And his father eventually died in Haran.
亚伯拉罕呢，从这里呢再一次蒙召，所以我们刚才读的创世纪十二章的时候，是发生在哈兰的。亚伯拉罕在哈兰的时候，神再次呼召他。
So in Haran, after his father died, he was called again by God, and this is where the chapter 12 in the Genesis that we were reading happened.
但是呢，他还是没有完全遵照这个神的指示啊。他出来的时候呢，往下走的时候呢，他把罗德给带出来了。
But this time he also did not exactly follow God's order. When he left that places, he brought Lot.
几年前呢，有一部十集的这个连续剧叫《The Bible》，拍的不错。
A couple of years ago, there is this TV show. The name is called The Bible. It was a pretty good TV show.
其中呢，把这个亚伯拉罕和罗德之间的情感拍的比较细腻。当罗德离开亚伯拉罕的时候呢，亚伯拉罕是很有点遗憾和伤心的。
The TV show did a great job describing, especially around the relationship between Abraham and Lot.And when Lot left Abraham, eventually Abraham had quite a bit of pity.
这是可以理解的，因为对于亚伯拉罕这样一个一直没有孩子的大富翁而言啊，他很可能是把罗德当作他的继承人来培养的。
And it's not difficult to understand for someone like Abraham who has a big family and a big fortune, but never had his own offspring. He very well likely just been treating Lot as his own heir.
可惜呢，罗德并没有把他当作父亲一样的来尊敬。
But Lot didn't really respect him like a father.
因此呢，罗德他离开亚伯兰的时候啊，亚伯兰非常的舍不得。
So when Lot left Abraham, Abraham is very sorry.
但这事情背后呢，正是神的美意。
But what's behind this is actually God's goodwill.
我给大家读一下《创世纪》的13章的14到17节。罗德离别亚伯兰以后，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“从你所在的地方，你举目向东西南北观看，凡你所看见的一切地，我都要赐给你和你的后裔，直到永远。我也要使你的后裔如同地上的尘沙那样多。人若能数算地上的尘沙，才能数算你的后裔。你起来，纵横走遍这地，因为我把这地赐给你。”
And in Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 to 17, the Lord said to Abram, after Lot has separated from him, "Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. I will make your offspring as the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Arise, walk through the lands and the breadth of the land, and I will give it to you."
神的约的细节呢，更多的显现出来。神要将这地赐给亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And this is where more details of God's covenant is revealed. God is going to give the land to the offspring of Abraham.
看看神在这里说话的时机，就是在罗德离别亚伯拉罕之后。
Take a look at where this paragraph happened. This is after Lot separated from Abraham.
这个呢，就有点像两个好朋友要讲一些秘密的事，但是呢，身边一直有个外人在那里晃来晃去，很烦人，得等到他走了之后再说。
It's like two good friends want to talk about something secret, but there's always this irrelevant people hanging around and being annoying, and so we just have to wait after he left.
亚伯兰舍不得罗德走，但是神却是等着罗德赶紧离开。
Abraham doesn't want Lot to go, but God's plan is to have Lot leave him as soon as he can.
所以这样的话呢，神就可以方便对亚伯兰进行进一步的启示。
So that God can further review his command to Abraham.
为什么是这样呢？
Why is that?
因为罗德没有跟亚伯兰同等的信心，不能跟他一同承受祝福。
Because Lot doesn't have the same faith as Abraham, and that's why he cannot inherit the blessing together with Abraham.
所以导致他们分开的是亚伯兰的仆人和罗德的仆人之间的争竞。其实就是亚伯兰和罗德的这个利益冲突是从抢牧场开始的。
What leads to their separation is the competition from Abraham's servants and Lot's servants. It's essentially a conflict of interest. It started from the competition over the ranches.
因为利益冲突而失去自己心目中的继承人，这个让亚伯兰伤心。
And Abraham is very sad to see himself losing the heir he had in mind due to conflict of interest.
但是神给他两个方面的安慰。
But God gave him two comfort.
一方面呢，他要将他眼见之地，就是迦南美地，赐给他和他的后裔。
The first one is God is going to give all the land that he can see, it's basically the land of the Canaan, to him and his offspring.
另外一方面，神应许他的子孙要多如天边的星和海边的沙。
And the second one is God promised to make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand of the seashore.
那么这个时候亚伯兰有几个孩子呢？
How many children Abraham had at this moment?
零个。
Zero.
所以如果你是一个75岁的没有孩子的老人，你敢相信这样的应许吗？
So if you are an old man that is already 75, you don't have any offspring at this moment, are you going to believe in this promise?
亚伯拉罕信神，神就算他为义。
Abraham believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness.
那么我们仔细来看一下神与亚伯拉罕这个所立的约的细节，它包含了对亚伯拉罕的三重应许。
Let's look at the details of the covenant between God and Abraham. It has three different promises.
第一个是子孙繁多。
The first one is there will be many offsprings.
第二个是要得地为业。
Second is there will be land inherited.
第三个呢，他要蒙神祝福，然后也成为别人的祝福。
Third, you will be blessed by God to be a blessing.
那么这个三重的应许，它跟宣教到底有什么样的关系呢？
So how are the three promises related to the mission work that we are talking about?
让我们来看看这个应许是如何应验的。
Let's take a look how these promises are fulfilled.
旧约的预言怎么应验啊？这个是常常会有错误的解释和争议的话题。
Regarding how the prophecies in the Old Testament is got fulfilled, there's often a lot of debate and wrong explanation.
但是有一个我们可以信任的来源，就是新约作者对旧约的预言的解释。
But there is one trustworthy source. That is how the New Testament writer explained the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies.
因为我们相信圣经无误嘛。
Because we believe in the inerrancy of the Bible.
在新约的作者眼中，有些旧约预言的应验，它是会有三重的应验，而不是仅仅是一重的应验。
In the view of the New Testament author, some of the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies are has triple fulfillment. Triple fulfillment.
这三重应验呢，就是对应过去、现在和将来。
And these triple fulfillment correspond to past, now, and the future.
过去的应验就是在以色列这个民族身上的应验。
The fulfillment of the past is usually referred to the fulfillment on the Israel's.
现在的应验就是在耶稣基督和教会身上的应验。
And the fulfillment of now is usually referred to the fulfillment on Jesus Christ and the church.
将来的应验也是终极的应验，是成就在新天新地里的。
And the future, which is also the final fulfillment, is going to be on the new heaven and new earth.
那么我们现在就照着这个三重应验的框架来看一看这个亚伯拉罕的约。
So let's...further examine the covenants of Abraham's in this framework of triple fulfillment.
那么第一个呢，就是在以色列历史中的应验。
The first one, we have to examine the fulfillment in the Israel history.
我们先从以色列的历史来看。
First, let's look at from the perspective of the history of Israel.
亚伯拉罕的子孙雅各一家七十人下到埃及，在四百年内成长成为一个有将近两百万人口的民族。
When Abraham's offspring, the family of Jacob, went to Egypt, there's only 70 people. But after 400 years, these 70 people grows into about 2 million.
他们多到让法老都感到压力。
Their number even gave pressure to the pharaohs back then.
当神差派摩西去拯救以色列人的时候，摩西问神说，他们问我神叫什么名字，我怎么回答？
And when God sent Moses to save the Israelites, Moses asked God,If they ask me what's the name of the God, how should I respond?
神这样回答摩西的，出埃及记三章的十五节，神又对摩西说，你要对以色列人这样说，耶和华你们祖宗的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神，打发我到你们这里来，耶和华是我的名，直到永远，这也是我的纪念，直到万代。
This is how God answered to Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, verses 15, God also said to Moses, Say this to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations.
神自称为亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
God called himself the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
这是在提醒以色列人，你们还记得我跟你们祖先所立的约吗？
This is a reminder to the Israelites. Do you still remember the covenant that I had with your ancestors?
以色列人在埃及的生养众多，恰恰说明神从来没有忘记他和亚伯拉罕的约。
The flourishment of Israel in Egypt is a evidence that God has never forgot his promise with Abraham.
那说明神早晚也会兑现他们得地为业的应许。
And that means the promise that they will inherit the land should also be fulfilled sooner or later.
这个应许呢，就是他们脱离奴役的这个希望。
And this promise is their hope of getting away from their salvation, slavery.
后来他们进入迦南地之后呢，先知常常借着这一点来提醒以色列人，神是信实守约的。
And later on, after they get into the land of Canaan, the prophets often remind them with this point.
列王记三章的第八节，所罗门对神提到以色列民时的时候说：“这民多的不可胜数。”
In the first king chapter 3 verses 8, when the Solomon mentions the people of Israel to God, he says, "A great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude."
我们再看土地啊，神借着约书亚率领以色列民攻入迦南地。
And let's take about look at the land then. Lord, the God used Joshua and get into the land of Canaan for the Israelites.
直到公元前587年，犹大国被巴比伦所灭，以色列人被掳到巴比伦。
And in 587 BC, the kingdom of the Judah is destroyed by the Babylon, and then the Israelites got captured to Babylon.
70年后，他们得以回归耶路撒冷，如先知耶利米的预言。
And after 70 years of the Babylon capture, they are able to return to the area of Jerusalem, just like how the prophecy Jeremiah predicted.
公元70年，以色列人因为反叛罗马帝国的统治而遭遇屠杀和驱逐，再次被驱赶到世界各地。
And in 70 BC, the Israel people, because they start to rebel the ruling of the Roman Empire, they got slaughtered and expelled and they got scattered around all over the world again.
70 AD, actually.
70 AD, okay.
现在的这个巴勒斯坦这样一个称呼啊，就是罗马帝国驱逐犹太人之后，刻意为耶路撒冷地区取的一个去犹大化的名字。
The name Palestine is a name that's designed by the Roman Empire. After they get rid of the Jewish people there, they also want to give the area of Jerusalem a name that is non-Jewish.
意思是说，这个是人家腓力斯人的地方。
The name means this is the land of the Philistines.
公元1948年，以色列复国成功，不能不说是一个神迹。
And in 1948, Israel became an independent country again.That is a miracle.
虽然在这些时期，以色列人住在迦南地，但是他们从来没有完全的占有这个地区，还是有很多别的民族也跟他们混居在一起。
In these times, even though the Israelites live in the land of Canaan, but they never really completely rule or own this area. There's always other races and people live with them together.
因此，这个得地为业的应验呢，应该是指向将来的。
So the second promise about the land should also be fulfilled in the future.
而关于祝福，以色列人的历史中啊，是充满祝福，但也充满咒诅和苦难的。
And then come to the blessing. In the history of Israel's people, there's full of blessing, but there's also abundance of curses and tribulations.
在他们顺服神的世代，他们就蒙福；在他们背逆神的世代，他们就遭受咒诅，经历极大的苦难。
When they obey God, they are blessed. But when they stand against God, they will be cursed and have to have great sufferings.
从1901年到2021年，从这个诺贝尔奖得主的人数来看，犹太人获奖次数占总获奖人数的 22%， 而他们的人口仅占全世界的 0.2%。
From year 1901 to 2021, if you look from the people who has ever won the Nobel Prize,Jewish people accounts for 22% of all the people who ever win that prize, but their population is only 0.2% of the entire world.
所以光从这点来看，我们就不得不承认犹太人确实是非常特别的。他们是神所拣选的民族，从他们身上我们可以看到神的祝福。
Even just from this point, we have to acknowledge that Jewish people is very special. They are the people that are selected by God. You can tell that they clearly have God's blessing on them.
但亚伯拉罕之约里面的祝福呢，还不是指这些。
But the blessings from the covenant of Abraham didn't really refer to these blessings.
在创世纪22:18，神跟亚伯拉罕重申他的约的时候呢，他启示了更多的细节。
In Genesis chapter 22:18, when God re-emphasized his covenant with Abraham, God revealed more details.
创世纪22:18，并且地上万国。都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Genesis chapter 12:18, and in your offspring shall all the nations of earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
地上的万国因亚伯拉罕蒙福，原来是通过他的后裔。
The way all nations of the earth to be blessed is through Abraham's offspring.
这里的后裔是单数，指的就是那一个特别的后裔，就是耶稣基督。
And the word offspring here is singular. That means that specific offspring is referring to Jesus Christ.
因此要明白神给亚伯拉罕的应许啊，要在基督里才能够看明白的。
So for you to understand the promise of God in the covenants of Abraham, you have to understand this in Jesus Christ.
那么我们再来看这个第二重应验，在基督里的应验。
And now let's look at the fulfillment of the Christ.
我们先看子孙繁多的应许。
So first, let's look at the promise where you will be many offsprings.
当施洗约翰在约旦河边施洗的时候，他也对那些来到他面前的法利赛人和撒都该人责令他们要真实的悔改。
When John the Baptist gave his baptism in the river, he also commanded to the Pharisees and the Sadducees that they need to have their true repentance.
马太福音的三章第九节说，不要自己心里说，有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗。我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
In Matthew chapter 3, verses 9, And do not presume to say to yourself, We have Abraham as our father. For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham.
神确确实实是给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙了，但不是从石头中，而是从外邦人中。
God indeed raised up children for Abraham, but not from the stone, but from the Gentiles.
主耶稣也说过类似的话，马太福音的第八章的十一十二节。耶稣说，我又告诉你们，从东从西将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席，唯有本国的子民竟被赶到外边黑暗里去，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And Lord Jesus said something similar in Matthew chapter 8 verses 11 through 12. I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven.While the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into outer darkness, in that place there will be weeping and garnishing of teeth.
当时人们所相信的是亚伯拉罕的子孙是一个都不会失落的。
Back then, people believed the offspring of Abraham won't gone lost.
他们自以为生下来就预定天堂了。
They believe they are born ready for heaven.
现在突然有人说你们不一定上天堂，而另外有些你们都不知道哪里来的人却在天堂里面有份。
Now somebody suddenly is telling them that there are other people who you don't know that also have a place in the heaven, and you are not necessarily going to heaven.
你可以想象施洗约翰和耶稣的信息是何等的令人震惊，让他们感到被侮辱。
And you can imagine how shocking the message from John the Baptist and Jesus is. They feel humiliated.
他们大概是忘了神给亚伯拉罕的约是要让万国都因他蒙福。
They probably forgot the covenant of God and Abraham is to have all the nations of the earth to be blessed.
那么彼得在使徒行传的第三章对犹太人群的讲道的时候呢，这个讲道呢就显示出彼得他已经明白这一点了，就是救恩要从犹太人传到外邦人。
And we can tell Peter understand this point.From the passages in the Acts chapter 3, when he was giving a preaching to the Jewish people, he understands that the salvation needed to be spread from the Jewish people to the Gentiles.
使徒行传三章的二十五、二十六节，我给大家读啊。你们是先知的子孙，也承受神与你们祖宗所立的约，就是对亚伯拉罕说，地上万族都要因你的后裔得福。神既兴起他的仆人。就先差他到你们这里来，赐福给你们，叫你们个人回转，离开罪恶。
In Acts 3:25-26, you are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your father, saying to Abraham, "And in your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed." God, having raised up His servant, sent him to you first to bless you by turning every one of you from your wickedness.
彼得在这里提到神跟亚伯拉罕的约以及亚伯拉罕的后裔，就是在告诉犹太人，你们杀死的那个拿撒勒人耶稣，就是神所说的亚伯拉罕的那个后裔。
Peter brought up the covenant of Abraham and God, and the offspring of Abraham is to telling the Jewish, the Nazarene Jesus that you guys killed, is the exactly the offspring that Abraham that of Abraham that God was talking about.
二十六节讲到呢，先差他到你们这里来。
In 21st, there is this phrase that sent him to you first.
既然这里有个先，就暗示还有一个后。
If there is a first, then there has to be a second.
这是指福音要先传给犹太人，然后再传给外邦人。
And this is saying that the gospel will go to Jewish first and then the Gentiles.
我们再看使徒行传的第二章三十九节啊。因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
And in Acts chapter 2, verses 39, for the promise is for you and for your children and all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself.
如果说第三章彼得在暗示的话，那这里彼得就是相当直白的说了。
If Peter is still giving hints in chapter 3, here he is speaking this out pretty clearly and straightforwardly.
彼得说，门神呼召的外邦人在亚伯拉罕的祝福上面也是有份的。
He's basically saying this, Gentiles who are called by God can also bear the blessing in Abraham's covenant, and they are part of it.
我们再看保罗怎么说啊。
Now let's take a look at what Paul says about it.
罗马书的这个四章十六到十七节，我也这样读。所以人得为后世是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。
In Romans 4:16-17, this is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of laws, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written,I have made you the father of many nations, in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence the things that do not exist.
十六节这里，保罗所说的一切后裔啊，不但包括以色列人，也包括和亚伯拉罕一样相信神的外邦人。
In verse 16, the offspring Paul is referring to not only include the Israelites, but also all the Gentiles who believe in God, just like Abraham.
十七节，保罗说：“如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。”这是引用的《创世纪》十七章的第五节，就是神给亚伯兰改名为亚伯拉罕的时候。
In verse 17, when Paul says, "Like it's written that I have made you father of many nations," this is a direct quote from the Genesis chapter 17, verses 5. This is when God changed Abraham's name to Abraham.
保罗的意思是外邦人借着福音成为亚伯拉罕的儿女，这个不是我编的，那正是亚伯拉罕这个名字的应验，正是神的计划。
What Paul is saying is that Gentile becoming the offspring of Abraham through gospel is not something I made up. This is exactly the fulfillment of the name Abraham. It is God's plan.
那么关于得地为业呢，我们到底是得哪块地为业，我们来看一节经文啊。
So, what about the inherited land? Which land to be inherited? Now, let's look at this next verses.
罗马书的第四章十三节，因为神应许亚伯拉罕和他后裔必得承受世界，不是因律法，乃是因信而得的义。
This is in Romans 4:13. For the promise to Abraham and his offspring that he would be heir of the world did not come through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
看见了吗？亚伯拉罕的后裔是要承受世界的。
Did you see that? The offspring of Abraham is going to be heir of the world.
那么得迦南地的应许又怎么说呢？
What about the promise of getting the land of Canaan?
这里不同的宗派呢，有不同的意见。
In this exact point, different sects have a different opinion.
改革宗在这个末世论的立场上，它是无千禧年派的。
The position that Reformed Church took on eschatology is amillennialism.
也就是说，他们相信启示录里面所说的这个一千年，不是真正意义上的一千年。
So this is saying that they don't believe that what the revelation in the revelation of the thousand year is literally just mean a thousand year.
他们认为那个千禧年是不存在的。
They don't think that the millennium exists.
所以他们认为呢，耶稣基督再临审判全地，然后就收起旧的天地，然后带圣徒进入新天新地。
They believe when Jesus Christ come again, he's going to judge the entire world, and that's the end of the old world, and then the saints will all go into the new earth and the new heaven.
而我们教会在别的绝大多数神学立场上都和改革宗一样，除了千禧年这一点。
Our church shares the same position with the majority of the Reformed theology, other than this, on this exact point.
我们的立场是前千禧年派。
So what we believe in is pre-millennialism.
我们相信基督再临之后呢，会带来一个一千年，一个千禧年，真正的千年时期。
We believe there is going to be a millennium after Jesus comes again. It's going to be truly a thousand year.
在最后的审判和新天新地以前，耶稣基督要在地上做完掌权一千年。
Before the final judgment and the new earth and new heaven, Jesus Christ is going to rule the world for a thousand years.
我们认为得地为业的应许呢，就是在千禧年间实现的。
We think the fulfillment of the promise that inherits the land is going to be fulfilled in the millennium.
就在现在的这个地球上。
Right on this earth.
亚伯拉罕广义上的子孙，也就是基督徒，要得全地为业。
The general offspring of Abraham, which is Christian, is going to inherit the entire land.
而亚伯拉罕的狭义的子孙，就是以色列族的基督徒，要承受耶路撒冷地区为业。
And Abraham's offspring on the narrow sense, which is the Israel's Christians, will inherit the land of Jerusalem.
那么我们再看关于祝福啊，祝福呢，这个我们看两节经文，加拉太书的三章二十九节，保罗说，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
And finally, let's talk about blessing. So we need to turn to Galatians chapter 3, verses 29. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring. Here's according to promise.
我们再看哥林多后书的一章二十节，保罗说，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
And in 2 Corinthians 1, verses 20, for all the promise of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory.
神的祝福都在耶稣基督里。
All the blessing of God is in Jesus Christ.
基督徒就是这个祝福的继承者。
And the Christian is the heir of the blessing.
基督徒怎么成为别人的祝福呢？将福音传给他。
How does Christian become a blessing of others? Through giving him the gospel.
那就是将神的永恒的丰富的祝福带给他。
That is bring him the eternal and rich blessing from the God.
彼得前书三章九节说，不要不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
In 1 Peter 3:9,Do not repay evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, bless, for to this you were called, and you, that you may obtain a blessing.
彼得说，我们的使命就是给别人带去祝福。
Peter is saying that our commission is to bring blessing to people.
给近处的人，也给远处的人。
Both the people that are close by and that are remote.
最后呢，我们来看这个亚伯拉罕之约的终极应验。
And then let's look at the ultimate fulfillment of the covenant of Abraham.
在启示录的第七章的九到十节，我给大家读一下。此后，我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神，也归于羔羊。”
In Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 to 10, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hand, and carrying out with loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
到此为止，神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约完全应验了。
To this point, the covenant of God and Abraham is fully fulfilled.
各国、各族、各民、各方、天下万族的人，因为那羔羊就是耶稣基督，得蒙救赎，成为亚伯拉罕的子孙，蒙受神的祝福。
From every nation, from all tribes and people and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ,And they get their salvation.
我们要承受新天新地为产业，直到永永远远。
And from them we will inherit the new earth and new heaven to the eternity.
而宣教正是这个应许实现的过程。
And mission work is the process for this promises to be fulfilled.
所以我们说我们的神是宣教的神。
That's why we say our God is a missionary God.
最后呢，我用两节经文来结束今天的这个信息。启示录第七章的十一、十二节， 众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围，在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神，说阿们，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远，阿们。
And let's close our sermons with this paragraph from Revelation chapter 7, verses 12 to 12, or 11 to 12. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
好，我们一同来为今天的信息祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，你是全地的神。
You are the God of the entire world.
也给我们一个胸怀天下的心。
Give us a vision of the globe.
去将主你的福音传遍全地。
So that we can spread your gospel across all nations.
我们愿全地都来敬拜你和赞美你。
May people from all nations come to worship you and adore you.
高举主你的圣名。
To exalt your name.
主啊，装备我们一颗宣教的心。
Lord, equip us with a heart of mission.
使我们能够对大使命能够至始忠心。
So that we can be faithful on the great commission you give us.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our prayers and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.